would like to say that yes, of course, Somalia is indeed in the right track because it has the right framework, it has the right support from the international community that will help address the key challenge going forward. Evidence suggests that the economic conditions have improved rapidly over the past 2 years, following the disruption from war and internal strife. Now, what are the main drivers of growth? I'm sure that's a question that you are likely to ask me. Many. The main one is livestock, fishers, and a very active private sector resurgence of the service industry, notably communication, construction, and money transfer service, which are mainly associated with the return to Somalia of the diaspora. Summarizing, Somalia is back and it's in the right track.
Great, but still in your report you've said that there are still some challenges, and despite the growth which is close to 4% in 2014, Somalia is still facing challenges, and the report even says that the country won't be able to address poverty and gender disparities. So what are the main challenges for Somalia now to achieve sustainable growth?
The most important one, I would say, is the security situation. As you know, the insecurity, I will summarize the situation. Somalia has been in a state of war for quite a long time, for more than two decades. So insecurity remains an issue that we still have to deal with, that the Somalis have to deal with. Another one, another important challenge, I will say, they are weak institutions. Somalia institutions remain extremely weak. And another important challenge, too, is the poorly developed financial supervisory framework.
So now, speaking about governance and budget implementation, I've read something very interesting in your report saying that Somalia couldn't apply for IMF assistance because it has still a very huge debt and arrears, a debt equivalent to 94% of its GDP. So what's the way forward? Shall there be a debt relief, or will Somalia have to pay to IMF?
I will start by saying with a positive tone that despite its arrears with the fund, with the World Bank, with the African Development Bank, many multilateral institutions, including many bilateral countries, pretty much with every country, there is a tremendous amount of goodwill in the world, in the international community towards Somalia. That's very important. It's a good starting point. So the international community will continue to support Somalia with financial assistance, training, capacity building. Now, until arrears are clear and relationships with the international financial markets are normalized, Somalia will have to continue to rely on grants and donor support, which is definitely the largest source of revenue, meaning that we do not advise Somalis to go around and borrow more from the world. They should rely on grants and donor support. The fund will also assist Somalia in its areas of expertise, in particular, developing a policy package that in due course and with the support of its Somalia's creditors will allow and enable Somalia to get debt relief and clear arrears with the fund, the World Bank, and others, which then will allow Somalia to be able to borrow and sustain growth over the medium term.
Okay, you are very optimistic for Somalia. And maybe as a conclusion, what's the main recommendation of the IMF for Somalia to push forward and rebuild its economy?
In Somalia, like in a number of many fragile states that we have dealt with, issues of sound institutions, good governance are critical to help restore public confidence in government. Well, in the immediate future for us, we see improving fiscal management as a critical component, including raising revenues and grants, which means outreach with the international community, and prioritizing expenditure.